Let's go back to what Senator Daschle said on the floor of the Senate yesterday.
The president is quoted in the Washington Post this morning as saying that the Democratic-controlled Senate is not interested in the security of the American people. Not interested in the security of the American people? You tell Senator Inouye he's not interested in the security of the American people. You tell those who fought in Vietnam and in World War II they're not interested in the security of the American people. That is outrageous. Outrageous.
Senator Tom Daschle yesterday. Earlier this week, Al Gore made a speech in San Francisco taking issue with the White House over Iraq. Bumps on the road to Baghdad or a new national war debate in the offing? Here to talk about it, our regular guest political observers, E.J. Dionne, columnist for The Washington Post and senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Welcome once again, E.J.
Thank you.
And David Brooks, senior editor at The Weekly Standard. Hi, David.
Good to be with you.
E.J., first, Americans often complain when politicians argue and they dismiss much debate as partisan bickering. You think this week's discordance over Iraq is welcomed by anybody out there or broadly resented?
Well, I think the way it's happened is broadly resented in the sense that I don't think Americans really wanted this debate to get partisan. But I think what Daschle said was appropriate because I think he speaks for a lot of anger inside the Democratic Party. Democrats are sick of being bullied and have their having their patriotism questioned, discharged by the president. It wasn't like he was calling the Democrats big taxers or something. He said they're not interested in the security of the American people. And Daschle was very pointed, especially when he pointed to all the veterans in the Senate, including Senator Inouye, who lost an arm in combat in World War II. He didn't have to point out that the president, the vice president, were not military veterans, but he sent a very powerful message. What's happening also inside the Democratic Party is that they are very split. They're really divided, I think, into four camps. There are the real peace-oriented folks. There are people like Senator Lieberman who are for this war. There are people in the middle who are ready to go ahead but think we should take some time to see if the UN would go along and to see inspections would work. And then there are the political consultants who want to get this out of the way and move on to economics. I think Daschle's anger spoke to something real, but also was an effort to bring Democrats together because I think his message was the one unifying message that could do that.
David Brooks, what do you think?
Yeah, well, let's be clear. This is what Daschle did. It's not a debate about policy. It's a meta debate about the debate. Mm-hmm. If you are trying to avoid having a debate about policy because it splits your party and because you don't want to take on the president, what you do is you have a debate and you appear angry about the way the Republicans are debating it. And Daschle has a lot of angry Democrats who are upset at the way he is trying to quash what would be an honest and interesting debate about the substance of the Bush policy. And EJ's right. The one thing you can unite them on is the fact that Bush shouldn't politicize this issue.
But you're alluding to Democratic anger out there, perhaps in the Senate as well, against the leadership of the Democratic Party.
That's right, because there is a real debate to be had on whether this policy, whether going into Iraq is a serious thing to do, on whether Bush just proposed the most ambitious foreign policy doctrine of a generation last week. Tom Daschle doesn't have a view on that. Tom Daschle really hasn't uttered a view on whether we should go into Iraq or not into Iraq. But he has uttered a view on whether it should be politicized, which is the most trivial thing that he could possibly utter a view on.
Well, what do you think, A.J. Dionne, that Senator Daschle is arguing manners here because he wants to avoid substance, as David Brooks says?
No, I think he is responding to a concerted effort by the other side to intimidate and bully people into not challenging the president. Al Gore came out and gave a very clear alternative position. What was the response to Al Gore? It wasn't that Republicans welcomed a vigorous debate. A Republican National Committee spokesman called him a political hack. A Republican spokespeople vilified him. They didn't want a debate. So that what Daschle is responding to, and this is where I think the president has made a mistake by making that statement, I think that this does open up the very debate that David says Democrats want to avoid because Democrats are saying, I think all over the country, our position is actually a broadly popular position. Americans are ready to go after Saddam Hussein, but they want to consider alternatives first, such as tough inspections, and want a strong network of allies. And I think this controversy will push Democrats much more toward that position than they were a week ago.
Let's be clear about one thing. What Bush said, and it was a stupid statement about Democrats not caring about national security. It was in reference to something, a debate they were having on the Office of Homeland Security. It was not at all in reference to Iraq.
The terms of the new cabinet-level agency they've been debating for months.
And Daschle just ripped it out of context so he could have this political temper tantrum. Listen, the only key issue here—
You think that was a contrived tantrum, is what you're describing it.
I think like all honest politicians and all good politicians, there's no difference between contrivance and self-interest. They feel it in the way they do. But it was not what we should be talking about. Mm. And it was clearly contrived to get the maximum media exposure. It was on TV. He had everybody behind him.
Well, what about Gore? Was he talking about what, as you see it, we should be talking
closer,
about?
Closer. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think the Gore was a good approach to Iraq. He didn't have any policy solution to Iraq. He didn't have any positive approach as opposed to the president's. It was a speech that was incoherent and rambled backwards and forwards. But it got us somewhat closer, at least. And it was a cowardly speech, I thought, as well, in some ways. But it got us closer.
Apart from that,
it got us closer to the core issue, which is going into Iraq riskier than not going into Iraq? There are plenty of Democrats who are willing to have that debate. Mm-hmm. Russ Feingold, Dianne Feinstein, Paul Wellstone, a number in the House. And that is the core debate we should be having. And that is precisely the debate Tom Daschle is trying to quash.
I haven't heard the two of you disagree so much in months on this program.
Not since Florida.
Yeah, no, I've noticed this about Washington this week in particular. What really is debating is unknowns about this. Mm-hmm. Not going into Iraq could be horrible. Going into Iraq could yield horrible things. We really have two high-risk unknowns. And so when we have a debate about two unknowns, it brings out all our latent prejudices, which we then project onto that debate. And it's turned quite nasty in a week.
And I agree with David on the unknowns. And I think the problem here is that the president could have had a much broader consensus on this than exists today in Washington. There are plenty of people, and I'm one of them, who is fully prepared for a much tougher policy against Saddam Hussein, who think that, yes, he does pose a threat. But by insisting on a particular way of doing it and with this kind of demonizing of people who dare raise questions about it, I think he took what might have been a rather broad consensus and narrowed it and helped turn this into the partisan debate that David described.
E.J. Dionne, you had the first word. David Brooks, you have the last.
I think at the end of the day, we're still going to see an overwhelming support for the president on this war resolution.
Thanks to both of you. David Brooks, senior editor at the Weekly Standard, and E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post.
Thank you.